This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. New Mexico is setting aside $3.5 million to boost participation in the upcoming census. The Albuquerque Journal reported Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham on Tuesday announced the creation of a commission that will focus on getting an accurate count of the state's residents, especially on tribal lands and in rural areas. The move came on the same day the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on whether the census will include a citizenship question. The five conservative justices on the court appear to be leaning towards adding the question. Many tribes and Native groups oppose the move. They're concerned Native residents are already undercounted, and the question could cause more confusion. Lujan Grisham said Tuesday the question could have a chilling effect in New Mexico, which gets nearly $8 billion in federal money for things like Medicaid, food stamps, and education. Robert Radigan with the University of New Mexico Geospatial and Population Studies Program says for every household not counted in the census, the state would lose about $100,000 in federal funding. The state commission will work with tribal representatives and immigrant rights groups to boost participation in the census in areas that are difficult to count. City councilors in Quincy, Massachusetts, moved this week to recognize the history of Native Americans on Boston Harbor Islands. The Patriot Ledger reported the move was part of a fight against plans to rebuild a bridge to Long Island. Tribes have been trying for years to raise awareness about the deaths of Native Americans by colonists on the islands. The city councilors adopted a resolution that urges federal lawmakers to work with the National Park Service to recognize and protect Native burial grounds, order an archaeological survey, and also investigate claims that soil excavated from one of the islands in 1994 had Native American remains and was used to fill a former quarry. Long Island and others were turned into internment camps for Native Americans. Many died of starvation and exposure. Quincy has been trying to stop plans by Boston's mayor to rebuild a bridge to Long Island. Local tribes have not taken sides in the conflict. City Councilor William Harris said his city's interest in fighting development on Long Island aligns with Native American interests. A bill banning public schools and universities from using mascots or logos with depictions of Native Americans narrowly passed the Maine House of Representatives Tuesday. The Bangor Daily News reports the legislation passed on a party-line vote, with just two Republicans supporting it. The bill is aimed at Skowhegan High School, the last school in the state using Native American imagery for its mascot, although the school board voted last month to abandon the name. Republican lawmakers argued against the bill as a violation of free speech and local control. The state once had more than 30 schools that used Native American-related nicknames. The Maine Department of Education released a guidance in March that urged schools not to use mascots or logos depicting Native Americans. Rena Newell, a tribal representative for the Passamaquoddy tribe, who has a non-voting role in the legislature, spoke in favor of the bill just before the vote. She said now is the time for the state to ban the practice that is harmful to Native people.
I am no different than you are, only I belong to a different culture of which I am most proud of, and that is the Passamaquoddy tribal culture, made up of the Wabanaki nations, of the Maliseet and the Mi'kmaq and the Penobscots. This is my heritage. I am not, please, I am not a mascot.
Newell also said approving the bill will improve relations between the state government and tribes. The legislation is now headed for the Maine Senate. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org. From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests, wild rice products, and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.